I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. How prepared are you to start over? The Austrian writer Stefan Zweig experienced both incredible good fortune and misfortune in his life. He was born into wealth, and he met some of the greatest minds of his time. From Freud to Arthur Schnitzel, he traveled extensively and became Europe's best-selling novelist. And in that span, he also experienced two horrible world wars and was driven from his home by Hitler's anti-Semitism, first fleeing to England and later going to the U.S. before finally starting his life over again in Brazil, where he spent the last 2 years of his life. One would think that someone who had experienced so many good times in his first 50 years would be unprepared for the difficulty in his final 10. But not so with Zweig. During his many years of delightful and luxurious travel, he liked to play an interesting game, one very similar to a practice that Seneca had. As soon as Zweig arrived in a new city, no matter how distant, he would pretend that he just moved there and desperately needed a job. He would go from store to store checking to see if they were hiring. He'd read the help wanted ads in the newspaper. He would go often all the way through to the hiring process until he got an offer. And then, offer in hand, he would walk out and enjoy his trip, feeling the pride and comfort of knowing that he could handle starting from scratch if he had to. Seneca's version of this was to practice poverty once per month. He'd wear his worst clothes and eat the cheapest food. He'd sleep on the ground. The point was to get up close and personal with the thing that many of us secretly and subconsciously fear, losing everything, being poor, having nothing. There is immense value in these practices, for fears we have faced are less scary than those we can only speculate about. Uncertainties we have practiced are more confidently endured when they come to pass. The less unfamiliar misfortune is, the less power it will have over us. That's what premeditatio malorum is about. That's why we must, as Seneca said, keep all the terms of the human lot before our eyes. Exile, war, torture, grief, pain. Because they happened. They did happen to Zweig, who had all his possessions and his livelihood stolen by the Nazis, and yet managed to do some of his best writing in exile. We must be ready. We must know the fear so that we may not be afraid when the worst finally comes. Hey everyone, we've seen how much you've loved the Daily Stoic challenges, and so we released a new product that will help you challenge yourself all year round. It's the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck. It's got 30 days of challenges, physical cards, and an awesome box that'll test your strength, your willpower, and help you become better you. Each challenge card comes with a great Stoic quote and a cool picture. We know you're going to love it. You can buy the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck now at dailystoic.com/store. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery The Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.